They say we make our horses run. Well, yes, we do. We do so many things, like hook men dead or dying to machines, programmed to make them breathe. We fight on streets in class about the fates and rights of human embryos, though only those in wombs. We breed the best of roses, cattle, dogs, and horses, all hardwired to smell good, repel insects, roast on fires, attack, wag tails, and run. If I could stand up on a soapbox, I would reprimand the human race. I would rant and rave about the bees that, though they misbehave sometimes and sting, make food chains bloom like black-eyed Susans. I would fume about the animals, the last of kinds captured, no mates found. I have read about the rapture, the horse and rider thrown into the sea in meekness, good guys saved. Consider, now, the Preakness. A horse rears up and throws his jockey at the gate, and in that moment I forget to speculate about the good, the bad. No human hands, no whip, no voice, no heels, no demands. At all, he runs wide, one lap with the rest, a second lap alone. I must confess, I've found magic in a flowing mane and hoofbeats. I stop there again, again, and glimpse how Allah must have felt, all sins aside, the horse born from condensed wind.